sick dyspepsia. I can't tell you why.
I'm a little man.
I'm nobody in particular.
I'm a small man.
But I mean, it's fantastic. It's just something you should listen to.
Eclectic Dyspepsia. It's on Valencia Radio. Monday. 6 to 8.
Kneel before Zod. much respect to our honeys, all the junglets. See, we bump bars and all the good stuff, yeah. Selector, ease up.
For other ladies, say yes, call the people, they drive me crazy. Listen, I'm coming up cool and deadly. We talk now, we coming up for the MIC. England, Scotland, Wales, our island. We nice up the whole of United Kingdom.
Yeah, they wrote some pretty silly songs back in those days.
Oh, they wrote some silly songs. Look at this one. It was done by Ishka Bibble with the old professor, Kay Kaiser.
Evening, folks. Hi, y'all.
Come on, chill and yes, dance.
Come on, Evie. Let's dive into that itty bitty poo.
All right, with their three itty fitties.
In the meadow with the itty bitty poo, fancy itty fitties and the mama fitty foo. Fim said the mama fitty fim if you fam, and they fam, fam, fam all over the dam. A boop boop did em bottom one em chew. A boop boop did em bottom one em chew. A boop boop did em bottom one em chew. And they fam, fam, fam all over the dam.
Words of wisdom, right?
Right.
What makes those time-worn memories seem so fantastically swell? Well, I guess only time will tell.
What do you say we go over and talk with our guest, all right, Evie?
Do you like acid rock, progressive rock, kraut rock, out jazz, experimental music, electronica, the avant-garde, and sounds from various undergrounds? Then you should tune in, turn on, and drop by The Sonic Subversion Show with Brian Cox every Friday, 4 to 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, right here on Radio Valencia.
As the snow flies on a cold and gray Chicago morn, a poor little baby child is born in the ghetto. And his mama cries, 'cause there's one thing that she don't need, is another little hungry mouth to feed in the ghetto. Oh, people, don't you understand? This child needs a helping hand. He's gonna grow to be an angry young man someday. Why, take a look at you and me. And look the other way, and the world turns.
knows plays on the street as a cold wind blows naked up. And his hunger burns. So he starts to roam the streets at night, and he learns how to steal, and he learns how to fight. One night in desperation, the young man breaks away. He buys a gun and steals a car. He tries to run, but he don't get far. And his mama cries. A crowd gathers round an angry young man face down in the street with a gun in his hand. Oh, people, don't you understand? This child needs a helping hand. He's gonna grow to be an angry young man someday. Hey, take a look at you and me. Are we that blind to see? Do we simply turn our heads and look the other way? And as her young man died, on a cold and gray Chicago morn, another little baby child is born in the ghetto. In the ghetto. As the snow flies on a cold and gray Chicago morn, a poor little baby child is born in the ghetto. And his mama cries, 'cause there's one thing that she don't need, is another little hungry mouth to feed in the ghetto. Oh, people, don't you understand? This child needs a helping hand. He's gonna grow to be an angry young man someday. Why, take a look at you and me. Are we that blind to see? Do we simply turn our heads and look the other way? And the world turns, and the hungry little boy with the runny nose plays on the streets as the cold wind blows in the ghetto. And his hunger burns, so he starts to roam the streets at night, and he learns how to steal, and he learns how to fight. Then one night in desperation, a young man breaks away. He buys a gun and steals a car. He tries to run, but he don't get far. And his mama cries. Crowd gathers round an angry young man face down in the street with a gun in his hand in the ghetto.
people, don't you understand? This child needs a helping hand. He gonna grow to be an angry young man someday. Hey, take a look at you and me. Are we that blind to see? Do we simply turn our heads and look the other way? And as her young man died on a cold and gray Chicago morn, another little baby child is born in the ghetto. In the ghetto. Yeah.
This is Smelly Kelly from Red Meat, and when I'm in San Francisco, and that's all the fucking time, I listen to Radio Valencia, because they play that good roots shit. God bless you. Take care. Say hello to the children. Thank you.
Hi, this is Country Joe McDonald, and you're listening to Radio Valencia.
There is a house on Clinton Street. They call the rising sun. It's been the ruin of many a fraternity boy.
Gentlemen.
Those words were spoken by an electronic computer. They are an example of synthetic speech, a product of Bell Telephone Laboratories' research into the basic nature of speech. Knowledge developed through such research may be useful in devising new techniques for transmitting speech over communication systems. To make the computer talk, it is fed punched cards containing the names of speech sounds. The computer combines these sounds, in accordance with the linguistic rules which govern the English language, into connected, intelligible speech. For example, when the sounds for the sentence, "He saw the cat," are fed into the computer in sequence, it says,
"He saw the cat."
The flat, monotonous tones of the computer indicate an absence of the pitch and timing characteristics natural to human speech. When timing information is added to the punched cards, the computer says,
"He saw the cat."
The sentence still sounds unnatural, but when pitch information also is added to the cards,
"He saw the cat,"
the computer speaks in accents almost completely human, except for a slight electronic twang. In the following sentence, most of the variables inherent in human speech have been specified on the punched cards. The computer makes one of the pivotal remarks in the development of the telephone.
"Mr. Watson, come here. I want you."
The present quality of speech synthesis by computer is illustrated in the next example, part of a famous soliloquy from Hamlet.
"To be or not to be, that is the question. Whether 'tis nobler in the mind to suffer the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune, or to take arms against a sea of troubles, and by opposing end them, to die, to sleep."
Singing, in purely physical terms, is essentially a matter of pitch and timing. In the next selection, the computer sings a familiar ditty.
"Daisy, Daisy, give me be your answer to. I'm half crazy, all for the love of you. It won't be a stylish marriage. I can't afford a carriage. But you look sweet upon the seat of a bicycle built for two.
The computer now sings the same tune, but to a musical accompaniment played by another computer. Piano students will notice that the music-producing computer has a rather stylized left hand. Incidentally, synthesizing music on a computer is almost as formidable as making a computer talk.
Daisy, Daisy, give me your answer to. I'm half crazy, all for the love of you. It won't be a stylish marriage. I can't afford a carriage, but you look sweet upon the seat of a bicycle built for two.
To get the samples of synthesized speech we've heard so far, a computer's memory was stored with 34 speech sounds and a set of rules for producing these sounds and for making the transitions from one sound to another. When the computer was fed the names of speech sounds on punch cards, it was, in effect, told what to say. But its manner of saying it, even its dialect and apparent accent, was determined by the rules stored in its memory. The objective of this program is to formulate a minimum set of rules for making plausible English speech. The next two selections, however, were produced by analyzing a person's speech and reconstructing it synthetically on a computer. The objective here is to duplicate the sounds and transitions made by a human speaker, including his dialect and accent. With such a program, the computer sounds like this.
Men strive but seldom get rich. Now, if you don't mind, I'd like to say a few words about Texas.
And now the computer would like to express its appreciation for your attention.
Thanks for listening.
is Maurice Tanney from 77 El Diora, and you're listening to Radio Valencia.
Post-punk, punk rock, and indie rock that doesn't forget to, you know, actually rock. Tune in to Protonic Reversal every Thursday morning, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Radio Valencia. I talk to interesting guest musicians, play rad tunes, and we have more than a few laughs.
You know, I kind of know the sound man for Rob Zombie.
We get awesome, get deep, and we never forget to raise our fists up.
Valencia. This is the best. Don't you ever forget it. The Most Wanted Music.
You see.
Anybody touch these fucking bags, I'll cut their fucking head off with a fucking axe. I'll fucking piss off.